Mitzvah Kshir is being sponsored by Michael Rosen, Zeche Nishmas Ruven Elio Ben Yaakov. Shabbat Shalom. Someone asked last week, 2 weeks ago, I think, in the Shir, is there a mocker if someone lights, a woman lights candles and it doesn't burn to the bottom? So the minhag of Noshim is, in Matzah Shabbos, they let it burn to the bottom, they put on the flame on the candle, it didn't burn out, and they let it burn to the bottom. Is there a mocker for that? Could be maybe all you have to do is throw it in the garbage. But to burn the leftovers after Shabbos, where's the mocker for this? Many women are not to do it. And the question is if there's a mocker for such a thing or not. Pashtus, in Shulchan Aruch doesn't mention a word. Pashtus, vice versa, you could throw it out right after Shabbos. Since there's no kedush in it, because you lit the candles only to cover Shabbos. And it's a foolish like this in a matcha. There's a matcha in Pegbez of Shabbos that says there's no kedusha in the Ner. All hadlaka Shabbos is our Noras Atzma, the Shom Bayis. And it's not Daima to Ner Chanukah. Dikas is not for Anos. If a kid, you're not allowed to have an off from it. Dikas is a mitzvah for Suminissa. So you may max Oisai the mitzvahsai. So maybe you're not allowed to have an off from it. You're not allowed to have personal off from it. So there you can't, let's say I've left over after Hanukkah, and you have oil that's in the menorah, it's left over, then is you have to, you should burn it to the bottom. So there, you shouldn't have an oil from it. But however, over here, it's for Kavod Shabbos, and Kavod Shabbos is like chol, and it has no kedush on it, and therefore, vice versa, from the Mordechai, certainly, you're allowed to throw it away right after Shabbos. In the Shmishavs Kachasa, in Perek Mem Gimel, in Sifkat Meshit Ches says, you can't ask a kasha from the Amor in Arachayim, in Simon Chafalov, Sifalov says, Chutik Tzitzis, Nisik, and Lila Ben Kusha. If you have Chutik Tzitzis from the beggar of Tzitzis, and one of Chutim fall off, with Tzitzis is still kasha, if you have seven, it's still okay. But what do you do with that Tzitzis that falls off? So Ein Linigba, so Amor says, Ein Linigba, Ham Linigba Zion, Lizarkam, you should not throw away in the garbage. And Rishbu sticks there, and Sifkan Rav, Huad and Schach, of a Sukkah, a Lulav, a Shaifa, after you finish, it's after Sukkahs, you can't use anymore the Lulav, Sukkah, the Schach, or Shaifa after Shana, you don't want to use the Shaifa anymore, even though you don't want to mitzvah blow Shaifa anymore. Ein lezarkam, Mishmu says, Ein lezarkam la'ashpa. You shouldn't throw into the garbage. So Chayu Huadin also, you shouldn't throw the shemen and the shaiva to the garbage afterwards. So he brings out from Shlomo Zalman that there's a chilek. Here by Ner Dalek by itself, there's no kedusha whatsoever. Because the Ner's ikka comes from La'anus, like I mentioned from the Mordecha. Because one of the main reasons why you have a flame on Shabbos is Shloi Kosher Beitz Evan, or the Kavod Shabbos. But not the Neris Kaddish. And a right to this is that you're allowed to use it for Tashmish Shachar. Let's say if you want to read a book, not a sefer, you want to read a paper, connected to the Neris Shahud with Kavod Shabbos, the din is you're allowed to, even though it's a Tashmish Shachar. So you see, it has no Kedusha. By Chanukah, you can't be Mishar, can't sit and read by the Neris, if you say you don't have regular lights. By Ner Chanukah in Alata, because Tashmish Shemitzvah. However, see clear that it's a Tashmish Chol because you're allowed to do anything connected by for Kavod Shabbos. So Neir Avaisos Mikadin, you're allowed to throw it out right after Shabbos. However, there's a Kaf HaChayim. The Kaf HaChayim in Reis Tzadik Zayin Sifkat Nir Aleph, he says like that. Quote is Lashon Venira, and I think this is the marker of the woman have this marker from. Anything you made a mitzvah for, or you made a brach on it, you shouldn't throw into the garbage. He should hide it. Achish until it dries up. Yasakena, and he should burn it there covered. And same vices from the Mata Ephraim and Simon Tofesh Chavdalad, and then the Sifkat Nalav. So you see over here that they hold that you should burn it after Shabbos. So you see a Makka for the Minig of Nashim that they burned. They had what to be like Semichan, the Minig of Nashim. The famous truth of Ashram, a lot of times Minig HaNashim is a Kabbalah for Dairis. You don't make fun of it, because it could be there's a Shtaka Mokka. It's one of the cases. You see the Mokka that a person should not, a woman should not throw it out. She should let if the candle burn to the bottom, it burned out from Shabbos in the middle of the candle. After Shabbos, she should let the candle burn to the bottom. Alright. New thing now. What I tell people not to throw it. I tell them they should. My wife does. Sometimes the candles don't burn to the bottom, so I tell her after Shabbos to burn it out to the bottom. That's it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And how about wood?
Huh? With oil also. Yeah, I don't use oil, but the people use oil. I tell them they should burn it to the bottom. Take it after Shabbos with the oil
and put it away.
The wood seeker throw out after this.
Well, sometimes you don't stop it until the next Friday when you're preparing again.
You mean they didn't clean out all Shabbos? All week they didn't clean out the. Huh?
Yeah.
Oh, they want to use it again?
Either use it again.
Yeah, they can use it again. Sometimes it burns, you know, if it's 5 minutes, and then you cover Shabbos, everyone's away in shul, and there's a whole candle left, then you can use it for next week. Usually, most of the time, it's, you know, a little bit left. It's not worth to wait till next Shabbos.
But otherwise, you could throw it on Friday if you're starting fresh and not enough left.
What do you mean? Otherwise, what?
Otherwise, if there's only a little bit left and it's already Friday, you're preparing the nearest for the new Shabbos.
Yeah.
You can throw it out?
No, you should burn it to the bottom.
It's after Shabbos.
So wait till after Shabbos. No rush.
Keep it on the side.
Yeah, it's on Shabbos. That's the Shabbos. Yeah, you could, yeah. The Achrayim is a kasha. How's a mutter to light Ner Shabbos on Yotzei Shechabe of Shabbos? Yotzei comes out on Friday, and you light the candles. And you light the candles to cover Shabbos. The Chayra, when you light the candles, you invata klima echonai. Important shayla muksa. Because once you put the, somehow the Ner didn't have anything candles there, you allowed to metato the Ner from one place to another place. Now when you light the candles, you can't move the candle. You can't move the last one. Once you light it, you can't move it anymore. So Chayra, invata klima echonai. So I saw in Shlomo Zalman in Shmir Shabbos in the Meluim in Perek Mem Gimel Sifkat and Reish, he says a chiddush like this, that since it's Eimed every Shabbos to do like this, so even by Yantar Shechab Erev Shabbos there's not Ksim Vatel Mechonai, that is Vatel now, because this he does it every week. Vatel Mechonai it happens sporadically, something like that, but if it happens every week you do it. So in Mela, even when Yatta comes on Erev Shabbos, we don't sit in Vato Machanai. And another reason he adds on, the whole Adin is only Chachila, it's only Chachila to be Zohar. Because the Mechabes says, in Reis Tam Gimel Sif Yadalad, that for other people who don't light the candles, there's only Chum B'Yamu to Metatl afterwards. Because Mikas didn't allow to Metatl, everyone else allowed to Metatl the Noir afterwards. Even though we're Machmer, but the Mishmur speaks out in Sifkat and Zion, it's only Chum B'Yamu that no one else can be Metatl afterwards. So Meda is not Ksim Vatel Kli Mechonai. The second text he says, which is also very big Kiddush, he says the whole Ksim Vatel Kli Mechonai is only when you Vatel Be Yadayim. Because if you take, let's say, you say you have a light that's burning, let's say with oil, and the oil is dripping, to put a cup under it so you catch the oil, you don't want to ruin the tablecloth, or you want to save the oil. So then is to put a cup under it, and tonight you use a cup. Now the oil falls in, the oil's milk, so you can't move the cup anymore. That's a classic case that the Shechonov says on Reish Samechei. So Yimvatel kimechanes, so you're doing a ma'isa b'yadayim. But let's say you put the cup there before Shabbos. Then it happens memela on Shabbos. The halacha is okay. So he says, who had been here also? Hey, you're not mevatel b'yadayim. Why? Because since he made a kabbal Shabbos, so the kabbal Shabbos only after that halacha. So it comes out the bittul is only he didn't do a ma'isa b'yadayim. So it's not mevatel kimechanes. Because when she makes the bracha, is not the time. She's only the Kabbal Shabbos only after she lights the candle when she makes the bracha after Adlaka. So it comes out not the same time. So if it's not siddur, then it's like memela, and it's not siddur mevatel kimechanes b'yadayim. A ben chutz la'aretz who's in Eretz Yisrael. He's visiting Eretz Yisrael, and he eats, and he's eating Shabbos by, he's Ben Chutz La'aretz, and he's eating by a Ben Eretz Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael. And it comes out, there's 2 days Yontif, Friday and Shabbos. So it comes out, and he's Tzemach on the Shulchan Aruch Ben Eretz Yisrael. He's going to eat by the house of a Ben Eretz Yisrael. Is the Yontif with Lakas Neiris of a Ben Eretz Yisrael? Even the Ben Eretz Yisrael makes a bracha on the Hesh Shabbos. If you ever be by a Ben Chutz La'aretz making the bracha, you by having Nes Shabbos for Shal Yontif. But he's only making the bracha is the person being a mighty with the person who's a Ben Eretz Yisrael going to the Hadni Yosha Shabbos. So in the Shmei Shabbos Kachasai in Perek Mem Hey, Tifkam Sam Zayin, he calls up Shlomo Zalman, says you can clear about this because the Baal Bais whose Madlik is not Sidur B'chuy B'dava. The Gabi Neres Yontif. So maybe if he didn't have Kavana for Yontif for the Ayrech, it could be maybe the Ayrech is more chayiv to light again. So he blabbed to Achiyin. But then he writes into Tikkunim Aluyim, he writes, that's the third volume of the Shmuel Shabbos Kachasai. So there he gives a teretz, he says that since the Ayrech eats on the table together with the Baal Bayis, and since the Baal Bayis is part of himself at Lakas Neres, so Mela, it's good that the Ayach, the guest, the Ben Chutz La'aretz is there, Ayach, he should be chav m'shas at Lakas Neiris, they should go for him also, even though Baal Bayis doesn't have in mind, and he's yaitza, that Lakas Neiris.
What about Kiddush?
Huh? Kiddush, we'll get in a minute. Okay. Yantar Sheini, Nesefa, Yantar Sheini, Kachasai, in Perichas, Sifkat Nenalaf, he gives another teretz from Shlomo Zalman. He says, even though Ben Eretz Yisrael is maskir the Chasai on Lahadik Nehosh Shabbos, still we know the Chazal say Yontav Ikra Shabbos. It's a Gemara. The Gemara says Yontav Ikra Shabbos is the Tzalosh in the Gemara. So since Yontav Shabbos, even he says on Lahadik Nehosh Shabbos, but that includes Yontav also. So maybe he's Yaitzah with Habracha, and that's as long as the Ayach had Kavana to be Yaitzah with Habracha. All right. Even though it's a Vurim Paiskim that a Benet Yisrael that keeps on laying on to he cannot be Yetza Kiddush and Yalta Shaini Shogayas the Ben Chutz La'aretz, it's a Ben Chutz La'aretz that does not have Kaddish himself, because Chayat's why. In other words, I can't make Kaddish and I'm an Eretz Yisrael, so Benet Yisrael to make Kiddush for me can't. Because it's by me it's weekday, so I can't be. I'm not mechuy b'dava. And if Shem Zaman holds, even he can't. Not only can't be yotze with the night kiddush, but I can't be yotze him with the day kiddush. Because it got to be the mavarch. It's a bichas anenin. It's not kiddush. It's a bichas anenin. Same time saying birthday adof. It's a bichas anenin. It's not called kiddush. That's what Shem Zaman writes. So the chayav adlokas now, it shouldn't be helped. It should not help to be might to him. So Shlomo Zalman says there's a chilek between Kiddush, Kiddush Rabba, and Bakas Neiris. Bakas Neiris is more kodesh because Yontif Ikra Shabbos and the same bracha it's nichal on the bracha. Mashenek and Kiddush, you're not mechuy b'davar and you're bayud tchayel, so maybe it can't be yaitzi a ben chutz la'aretz on Kiddush. A ben tzol by him it's chayel already. He can't be yaitzi a ben chutz la'aretz in Kiddush at all. Not Kiddush at night and all, not Kiddush in the morning.
Because. So you're saying on the second night of Yom Kippur, which is not Shabbos.
Right.
By the
I was talking about Shabbos with the second night of Shabbos. Right, yeah.
Same thing.
Yeah.
You're talking about
it's the same thing. It comes out the same way because Shabbos is not Yom Tov. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Right. Let me say the other case and then we'll get back to this. I want to say the opposite case. What about the other way around? A ben chutz la'aretz does yet the sheni ken Shabbos. A ben Eretz Yisrael is in chutz la'aretz. Is he yaitse with halakha the other way around? Is he yaitse halakha's neis of the ben chutz la'aretz? Because by him he's saying la'adin nesh Shabbos a yantif. One second. So the sefer yantif sheni kachasai in perches if cut mentas means I'm from Shlem Zaman that a ben a chutz la'aretz that's madik neis. With a bracha on Erev Shabbos, he's yaitzed, he can yaitzed the Bnei Yisrael b'chassai. Even though he's masking b'chassai also shayon, he says, Adin Erev Shabbos shayantiv, it's not to the hefsek for Bnei Yisrael. Even though by him, if he would say the bracha, he only meant to say Shabbos, it doesn't matter. And he says like this, and it's not daima to the shayon paiskim, if a ben chutzlaz is allowed to make Kaddish, Abu Bnei Yisrael. Moshe, Friday night, you say it's a different type of Kiddush. Friday night, if a Ben Eretz Yisrael, it's Shabbos by him, he makes one type of Kiddush. The Kiddush make every week. If someone is Yontif on him on Shabbos, he says a Yontif is a Kiddush. It's a completely different Kiddush. By the same Hadin Yashu Shabbos, the Yontif, that's the only extra word. Or by them, it's a whole different Kiddush. So the whole Machlok is a Paiskim. If a Ben Chutzlaretz is Mekash of a Ben Eretz Yisrael, if you're Yontif Kiddush or not. Because over there, so from Zam says it's different. Why? Because over there, it's a different nusach completely. And it's Efshel be a hefsek. However, over here, Dikka Bracha is the same nusach. You see, most of the words, shal yantav, so it's not to the hefsek. What do we do by regular Shaila? And let's say, what do you do? If you haven't been at Yisrael for Kiddush, could it be Maitim with Kiddush or not? The whole Shaila in Paiskin, we said, Rav Shlomo Zalman, and the Sefer Yantav Sheni Kachasai, and Perchesiv cutting their heads on most Paiskim holds, including Shlomo Zalman will be Asher holds, it's not to the Hesek. And the Yetzah, and it can be Maitre Ben Chutzah. It seems so different Kiddush completely. But since it mentioned in there, Shal Shabbos, so maybe Yetzah Kiddush. And same thing with Moshe held also. Even if it's a different Kiddush completely, but since you mentioned Shal Shabbos, it's not to the Hesek, and maybe you could be Yetzah if a Ben Chutzah is by you, the second day after the Shabbos. And even though by him it's a regular Shabbos for you, it's Yontif, he can be mic for you with Kiddush, even though it's a different Kiddush completely. That's the consensus of Kamal Paiskin. There is a big machlokes in the early Achrayim. The Gereza talks about it, other Achrayim talk about it. The Maisa Dina, the Gereza Paiskin hold that you can be Yaita at Ben at the Sohol by you for Yontif. It's his Shabbos, only Shabbos by you, it's also Yontif. You can be mic to him. Alright. Yes?
Friday night, a Ben Eretzel cannot be moisty on American. The American has to make his own kiddush, the chumpo. Correct?
Again, what?
Yeah, the first case scenario.
Yeah.
Ben Eretzel cannot be moisty an American on a Friday night for Yom Tov kiddush. So
right.
The man has to make himself Yom Tov.
Right.
Let's say you have like a few seminary girls.
Yeah.
And they're American. So
yeah.
How do they can make kiddush?
They make their own kiddush, that's all.
No problem.
I
don't have a choice.
Yeah. All right. Now we're talking about, until now, and all the shurim till now, we discussed how they're called the Lokas Ner and Shabbos. Now we're talking about Lokas Ner and Yontif. The Mechaber says in Reisam Gimel Sifhei, the Gamba Yontif Tzav Ravach Lahadig Ner Shayontif. And the same thing he speaks out again in Simon and the Simon Tavkuf Yudalev, the Sif Yudalev. Hamadig Ner Shayontif Tzav Ravach Asher Kachana Metzaisu Tzivano Lahadig Ner Shayontif. And the Mishavur speaks out over there in Sif Kut Memches that Lokas Ner Yontif is a mitzvah just like on Shabbos. It has all the dinim on Shabbos. You know, it's a Chiyuv Timadig. Tomadok Mishnah on Shabbos. There's a big shaila in Paiskim. When is the Chiyuv to light the first night Erev Yontif? When is the Chiyuv to light? Is it like Shabbos? That woman, just like by Erev Shabbos, the woman lights 20 minutes before Shkia? So Mera Erev Yantav, she lights 20 minutes before Yantav. Or no, since Esh is Mutan Yantav, she can wait to light until the husband comes home. They're different menachim. I'm sure everybody here, some people do this, some people do that. But the Achreinim is a big machlekes. The Pimigadim speaks down Simrei Samach, Mishmizah, Sifkon Gimel, and also the Hetev and Simon Tov Kuf Gimel, Sifkon Gimel, brings down our Hashem Oizarua. The Matafrayim and Simon Tov Kuf Tzadikas, Sifkon Yud, says that they all say, the Leal Yantar Vishen, a woman should light the Iker of a Yom before they go to Shul. No, it's the same thing, like Erev Shabbos. Just like Erev Shabbos, like 20 minutes before Shkia, the same thing, she should light 20 minutes before Yantar. And same thing, he speaks out again about the Ephraim and Tafri Chofei and Sif Lama Gimel. And same thing, he speaks out Yitzhak Petterberger and the Pri Yitzchak and Pri Yitzchak and Gal Sistim above. And interestingly, in the Agdama of the Torah, there's the son of the Drisha wrote a Agdama to his father Sefer. So he writes two important halachas that my mother used to, was Siddur Big Tzadekis. My mother used to tell all the women in the city where the Jewish live that this is the way they should have to do it. They should be careful that Tzal, the Yantav, Tzal Ha'adik Bajayim. You have to write Bajayim. She used to be mazed to other women. You know, the Mogar Avram says on her, it's a Nashim, Chacha Nashim Abba Plach. Nashim, we don't listen to Nashim. They say Tzak Halacha, it doesn't mean anything to them. Like today, Victor Miller, modern day way would say, Victor Miller says, a woman is only to bake cookies and have children, but not to pass Paschal Shilas. Huh? Chocolate cake. Okay, so chocolate cake. Okay. All right. So anyway, the same thing speaks out, the Chidah speaks out, in the Shema Gdelem, and Marechas Vav, Isaiah, he says, we pass like the mother, like he says, like the mother of the son of Jerusha. That's what he writes over there. And same thing, holds of Shlomo Zalman and Shmuel Shabbos, and same things in Halicha Shleima, Ma'ed and Chelek Beis, Perek Yates, brings out from Shlomo Zalman, and same thing speaks out in the Chaveres Kol HaTorah, brings out Chaveres Mem, brings out that Shlomo Zalman was makbid, that his wife and his family should light Yantav, for Yantav. They should light the first night Yantav. And same thing, in the Chassam Sefer, the Chidushim, in Shabbos, the Chavdal and Beis, vice versa like that, and same thing speaks out, the Munkacher, and the Mukar HaChayim, Simon Tov Kuf Chafetz, and same thing speaks out, the Shvusitzok Chelches, Perek Voi Zefal, the Shem, Rabbi Yashiv. However, the Miri, in Shabbos, Chav Gimel Beis says, that the Binnik was, they used to light the night of Yantar, right before Suda. And same thing speaks out, the Yachshov, in his Pirish on, in Reis Samach Gimel, of Shalom Eishiv, Yashor is a Pirish HaShukhanach from the Shalom Eishiv. He says the minik of Nashim is the Imadik Neiz after the men come home from Shul. And then it speaks out from a Kadman, Sefer Yeshua, and Simon Yates. He brings out the same thing, and the Matafayim says, in Toshach Avchez, Siflam Gimel, Ta'anogo, Nashim, Rabbis, Achetz, Yosef, Besinez, Ha'adik. Even though he holds Mika Din, a woman should light 20 minutes before Shkia, but many women are known to light when their husband come home from shul. So Chayit, it's a machlekes apaiskim. And the Sefer Shvus Yitzchak, which you just quoted, brings down from a Yashiv, that says even further. It says, those women who are always noyig to light nighttime after men come home from shul, should change the minig. They should mishana the minig. And they should light by jain, and they don't even need to toast the dorm. Even though minig, you noyig a minig, like this for years and years, he says the wrong minik. He says you don't even need matanet, it's for toys, he holds. And the reason is why? Because when you light, because like we mentioned in Pesh Yerim, there are Yashas from the Shita of Shamzam also like that, and Moshe also like that, then when a woman lights candles Erev Shabbos, she should also turn off the light. If the light's on, turn on the light. It's together. So that's only possible to do it only if you light 20 minutes before Shkia. Masha Enkein, if she lights at night time, you can't light the chashmal then. So in Vela, since we have chashmal today, so everyone will be murdered, they shall light 20 minutes before Shkia. There's even a machlekes apaiskim the second night Yantif. The second night Yantif, if she has to wait till night time to light, the light beforehand. the son of Jisha writes, Hashem Imai, that said you have to wait mamish to tzeifa kachavim. However, the Yerava in Tav Pei Chesif Konzayin says that you collect even when it's kodesh hashecha. You should shum be in the dark. And the same thing speaks out the Shalach Kodesh in the Sechta Psachim. He says the same thing also. And the same thing speaks out the Mishnah Berurah in Tav Kuf Yudala Tzuf Kot Lama Gimel. However, in the Sefer Shvat Yitzchak speaks out that Bezman Hazeh means Kotsu Lo Yashiv in the same place. This is Bezman Hazeh, since we all have electricity, then the Kuli Alma, you're not allowed to light candles until after Sefer Kachavim. Because you don't need the net before. Why would they need it? The Shalot Kodesh hold. Or the Rav hold Yashu light even in before Shkia. Because in no time they didn't have light. So Mela, they need it right now. Because you needed, didn't have a Chuzay. So you need a candle to see what's walk around even when it's been Ashmoshes. It's partially dark already. Especially in the house, it's very dark already. So Mela, that's why you're allowed to light them. Because it's the Tzerech right now. However, he said, well, today, since we have chashmal everywhere, so Mela, you're not allowed to light before Tzeisa Chavim. And he says, if you do light before Tzeisa Chavim, Yoyva and Issa Vachana, and also Issa Vor, because not Tzeisa Chavim. You turn on a candle, it's not Tzeisa Chavim, you don't need it. So Mela, it is Issa to light before Tzeisa Chavim. And that's how, that's how the woman attacked night, the way to have to Tzeisa Chavim.
What about a yardstick list? Some people are very marked for 24 plus hours. For instance, if she is 8 o'clock the second night.
So the best thing.
They don't want to light the yardstick list at 8:02.
Yeah.
They want the yardstick list to last a complete 24 hours.
So what they do. It's not partial. The whole Shaila, Mishmu says it's not partial. Because.
When
I tell people, I say in Shurim, I tell people they should buy, they sell now these 2 days.
Right.
So that's for 2 days.
You could light it.
Okay. So you light the yard side lift.
When?
Tzeis HaKavim. You have to wait to Tzeis HaKavim.
You can't do it before.
The only answer is, if you light it beforehand, before Shkia,
right.
You take the light and take it into a room which is dark and get some use out of it. That's the only answer.
Uh-huh.
If not, then you got a problem. And even if you light at night time to Tzeis HaKavim and you only have the 1 day going, I tell them they should take it to another room, a dark room in the bedroom, and say, get undressed. Because you normally don't have lights in the bedroom. Use the candle to get undressed. So you make a tzerech out of it that day. And then after you finish getting undressed, then you bring the candle, the yotzei lich, back to wherever you kept it in the kitchen. Huh?
Why?
Why? Eish is not mukta on yontif. Eish is a mutter. It's mutter tzerech guf from a kai. It's klishim achta heta. So even the chama tzerech is okay. On yontif, yontif. Yantar, it's a Klishma Masra Heta. So you're allowed to move it. What? What? You put it on. So you have to use Tzerech. It's too hot. You put a plate under it. And that's it. And you walk around with it.
Even if it's not a Klishma Masra, that's okay. Because it really, you change it.
Right. Still, you can make it into Tzerech.
Not yours, but
even
for Yitzchak.
What?
Even for Yitzchak, like the second
day. It's still the same problem. Mishnebura says it's a serious problem. Mishnebura Nebi Halacha. In Tav Kuf Yudalit says a serious problem. He says maybe big Sav Sefer made to Tzach Mitzvah, but he holds you should have some shtashvish on it. That's how the sense of the place is. She has some use of it. Or the best thing is that once for 2 days you light from Erev
Yontif. But even if you want to have 2 days, you should have
some shtashvish. Yes, some shtashvish. Yes.
Or 3 days.
That's some nights 3 days. So have it. I think they make 3 days also, if not mistaken. Yeah.
Right. But isn't the need for the Yitzchak for the candle itself a shtashvish?
That's, it's not, that's Mitzarech, Yontif, not Mitzarech Yontif. Okay. Alright. When does a woman, we know when a woman lights candles at Shabbos, first she lights the candles, then she makes the bracha. On Yontif, so she does the same thing or not. So, big machoikis ha-paiskim. There are more rights in Reitzam and Gimel Sifhei, the minute going to have Shabbos to light, first to light, and after to make the bracha. Because if you do it all the way around, then you won't be able to light. You make the bracha and kabbal shabbos with the bracha. You won't be able to light the candles then. So that's why we wait to make the bracha afterwards. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkan Chavzayim brings down a machlokes apaiskim. He brings down a machlokes on yontif, how a woman should be nayig. He says he writes like this: Rav Achreinim hold that a woman first she should do the opposite of what she does erev Shabbos. On yontif she should just the opposite. First she should first make the bracha and after to madak. Because the whole time on Shabbos, you're madak and after to make the bracha. Because if you make the bracha for and you want me to light the candles. However, on Yantif, since Esh is mutter on Yantif, the only issue is to strike a mesh. But if you have a flame there already, Esh is mutter, it's certainly tarech. So, Kuliyama, first you should make the bracha, and after she should light candles. That's what Rav Achraim holds. However, Mishmur quotes Mag Avram. Mag Avram argues and says, like plug, Iri Yantif should light beforehand. However, that's what's wrong, because woman will get all messed up, she'll mess up, and then just on Shabbos, best thing is to do the same thing, does everything, every Shabbos should do every Yantav also. However, those women who are noig, the Matafrayim speaks out, those women who are noig to light candles, not the 24 Shkia, on the first night Yantav, but they light right before the meal, so Matafrayim, and Tofesh, Chafei, and Siflam, and Gimel, and more clearly in the Elf Lamata of there in Sifkon Gimel says then the Kuliyam is not shaykh the Latruk of the Mogan Ram because the Chilik and Shabbos when you light by Yom there's a difference you light by Yom you light by Yom like by Laila and you won't come to make the mistake because it's Manim on Shabba so the Elf Lamata speaks out even according to Mogan Ram then if it's right before the meal, it's already yantav already, then a woman first should make the bracha, and ask us to be mavik. Because it's not shach the svar of the Mag Avram of Lord Tvog.
And the second night?
Huh?
And then the second night yantav then?
Second night yantav, then I'll be my choykes. Huh?
Would it be like the second night yantav?
Yeah, ainichane. Yeah, yeah.
Why might you do that? Woman should
make most of the women make the bracha first, and ask us light. Okay. All right. The Achrayim is we'll get to Shachyanim. Get to Shachyanim.
A man who likes Shabbos candles. A man who likes Shabbos.
We spoke about it in test, yeah? Yeah. Alright. The Achrayim is Ishtaka Kasha. What's the heter for Noshim to light candles on Yantav Shechaber Shabbos? Yantav Shechaber Shabbos. The Tanya Madat Neiris, it's still Yom. So there's no Hanor from the Neiris. And it's not Shach the time of Ayelim Kala Bayachem. Moshe Per Cholent. So you have to Per Cholent early afternoon, or in the morning already. So she'll be ready for Ayelim come. So it's because it's light outside. Mm-hmm. And front is Manazer that there's electricity all over the house. So the Mela, it's not the Terech Yantav. So how can a woman light candles Friday afternoon? The covered Shabbos. It's Yontif now. Friday is Yontif, and she's writing her Shabbos. So the question is, how could she light candles? The Chaya, there's no Terech Yontif at all. That's what the Achrayim. There's a famous Kasha of the Achrayim. The Shlomo Zalman has the Kasha, and in one place is by the Tzachin. However, so I saw three Tzutzim on this. Three Tzutzim on it. In the Shmir Shabbos Kochosai, in Perek of Ches, Sifkon Kuf Peches, he says, because of this Kasha, yeah, Chirish, to Shlomo Zalman. The Shlomo Zalman says, because of this Kasha, so Mela, a woman should have a time clock, have her lights on a time clock. And she should reign, the light should not go on until after she lights candles. So Mela, when she lights candles, it's dark in the room. So Mela, it's a tzarech right now when you're light. So Mela, you avoid the whole shayla. But he ends off with a dying tzarechin. That's what he writes in one place. In another place he writes, in Perek Mem Gimel Sifkan Kufayin Aleph, he says a different tzarech. He says, when a woman lights candles, Erev Shabbos, whenever she lights candles, there's a special simcha for her. It's just right now. She's the simcha. She lit candles, Baruch Hashem, she says atzchinus and so on. She's very happy. She's very happy right now. So Mela, it's just Hanor, it's oil right now, even though you don't have physical Hanor, but the Simcha lighting candles, so that's called Tzarech HaYitayim. But he ends up again, the dying Tzarechim. So I looked around more. So there's a Sefer Yad Erev. This Yid comes every year to Chicago. I forgot his name, Avishnah Chatzachatzis. He speaks in that good, the Fishal Shudas, every year. So anyway, so he has a Sefer, he wrote a Choshev Sefer Yad Erev. So in the Sefer Yad Erev, there's a tshuva and back of the Sefer from Shlomo Zalman. The tshuva in the back. And over there, the back is Simon Aleph. Or he's Dalit. He brings down these two svaros. I mentioned the Shmishav Chassas in two places. He quotes it there, but he ends off Mekom Hakam. He says over there, it's Yais Tzayv that the Chashmal should be out. It's better to do the first Eitzah. That first, when she lights candles, there should be a time clock, and it should be go out. The light should be out the Shas when she lights, and let it go on afterwards. Then she'll have an off from it. That's what he writes over there. And the light should go on, he says, when they come home from shul, the light should go on then. So the Melech should have enough from the Aron Neris, because since it's still lighting up the room, you can have, so you're having enough from it. So Mashu Yotik is like the first Teretz. However, in the Sefer, let me finish. In the Sefer Shochan Shleima, in Simen Tavkuf Yudalit, in Seitzif Hei Nagor, in Chavod there, he brings down over there, that's also all the Teretz from Shlomo Zalman, that the Shlomo Zalman, someone asked the Shlomo Zalman, what should he do for if this kasha Shlomo Zalman? So Shlomo Zalman says it's a minute kaddish. He said like the second svar. He said it's a minute kaddish. There's a chashivas when you light candles and to cover itself by lighting itself. He says even you yidden who are not religious, but by them to light candles for covered Shabbos to light up. By them is left over from the whole yadis left over to light the candles for covered Shabbos for covered yantas. So Mela, according to that, it's a Tzarech Eitzayon. So Mashmi holds like the second Svar. So what he holds exactly in that? Well, the Maisa Dina, he has different Eitzes, and at the end he bribes off the Adayin Tzarechin. That's one Tzarech. That's one Shita, yes.
Does a woman have to light the candle herself? Could her husband light and she makes the Brocha? The Mayn Afkamina.
Yeah.
When you're telling me the time clock will turn it on, she didn't do the Maisa. If she has to do a Maisa, then she didn't do it.
No, the husband could the lights the husband could do also. So no, so non, he could do it also.
So what about the candles then?
If she can, for some reason she can't do it, why should she have someone else do it?
Oh, so why can't
then
turning down the lights is not.
Also, she should do it. She should turn it off and turn it on.
On Shabbos, but you said you can't. You have to use the time clock.
Oh, and if it's Yontif, then there's no Eitzah, only with the time clock. Then there's no Eitzah then.
Why are we even mops of the first spirit?
Huh?
Because of the, over the centuries, except in the last whatever. Tens of years that we've had time clock makes it never apply.
But today, that's only Eitzah because you have light today. Those times,
they want not for the time clock. You know what did everybody
right.
do?
Right. That's why he blinded her in because the whole svar is whole shred svar.
Are they supposed to light candles on Yom Tov with the Raisa?
The whole shot of kallah and candles, even on Shabbos, it is the Raisa Rabbanan. We hold Rabbanan. We also hold Rabbanan. There are shitas hold the Raisa.
But what is the Raisa? So what's the question over here? Does the Shema Batla din the Raisa? How did the Torah say it? It's against the din of Torah?
Yeah, but the problem is it has to be Tzarech HaTzayayim. It has to be Tzarech HaTzayayim.
So the question is how? Because if the Torah says to do it, and that's the only way to do it,
so we gotta find an Eitzah. We gotta find an Eitzah. That's why. Yeah, we're finding it. We're giving Eitzahs now. Okay, we gave you one Eitzah. What's that? Alright. The second Eitzah is a Tshuva Nigus Moshe. A Tshuva Nigus Moshe. A Moshe writes in Arachayim, Chelekei Simachof Islamic. He says, a Chiddush Gadol, a huge Chiddush. He says, the cause of this Kasha, he says, you have to say that you need since we have the cloud, you need Hayom Kal Bayachem to Matid Mlacha to Shabbos. Without this, also to make him from Yom to Shabbos, even you made Erev Tashilim. But he says Mlacha Savora, the Rambam Shita is Mlacha Savora is Mutter Yim Shloim to Kal on Yom Tov to make a flame Yim Shloim to Kal on Yom Tov is Mutter. The Rambam Shita is. And like the Rambam speaks down Hichas Yontif Pergav Halacha Dalet Kol Malacha Shechayav Malad the Shabbos Im Asa Aisa the Yontif Shloim Tzayich Achila Leika. Any Malacha first he does on Yontif, which is Asa on Shabbos, he does on Yontif, he gets Malkus. It's a Mishnah in the Megillah. Chutz Meitzah Meshus Ashus, except carrying on Yontif, he's allowed to carry. Are you allowed to carry Shloim Tzarech Klal and Havara? And it's also Mutter, so therefore Moshe says, we hold like the Shita, we know it's like the Shita of Rambam, So Meir it's mutter to light, a woman's allowed to light candles on Erev, on Yontef, which is Erev Shabbos. She lights the candles because you don't need Tzarech HaTayim. And because we hold like the Rambam, that even though this Chashma, even if you have electricity ready lit, you've lit the electricity before Yontef. He doesn't mention about the time clock at all, because he doesn't know the time clocks.
Yeah.
So he says, even though you have electricity on, but you don't need Tzarech HaTayim. So maybe we hold like the sheet of the Rambam, so a man is not Tzarech HaTayim, it's okay. Which is a Chiddush Gadol, because if you look through Gan Tzarech HaTayim, we hope I have also Tzarech HaTayim. But he said, HaKoch, we have to hold like the Rambam. In fact, there's a Mishkanitz Yankov. Mishkanitz Yankov in Arachayim Kufman Beis. When he talks about the Rechoykes Rambam, it's only Rishayim. If Avorah, you need Tzarech Tzatz on Yantov or not, so he says, Mishkanitz Yankov says, I have a Raya Brewer, like the Rambam. And what's his Raya? A woman likes, on Friday, Yantov, she lights candles for Yantov, she lights it for Shabbos. How could she light it? It's not Tzarech HaTayim at all. So it must be, we hold like the Shita Sarambam. That's what the Chiddush Gadol from Moshe, the Chiddush Gadol from Mishnas Yankov. However, I found the steer in Igus Moshe. And Moshe in Arachayim Chevekei in Simon Lamed Zayim end of Ice Tess, and I asked some to me Chacham, I asked this. The steer, no head tests. He says, interesting halacha. If someone is in a hotel in Eretz Yisrael, Anyantef, a Ben Chutzlaretz. He's in a hotel, Anyantef. And it's Erev Shabbos. And Shabbos in Eretz Yisrael, the person, is a regular Shabbos. It's not Yontef. And the hotel makes all the tzachim, all the preparations for Yontef, for Shabbos. On Friday for Yontef, without Erev Tashilim. So he says they're allowed to do it. Why? Because they don't need Erev Tashilim. Even though Ben Chutzlaretz didn't make Erev Tashilim, he's allowed to eat at the hotel, and he didn't do any Yisra. Why? Because it wasn't any Yisra with the cooking, because the Ben Erev Tashilim was allowed to cook Friday for Yontif. However, for Shabbos, I mean. However, he says, Ben Chutzlaretz, since he didn't make Erev Tashilim, so he's now to light even one candle. Because since it's Chashmal, And huh? It's not Yontif. Yontif is only one day.
Yontif was Thursday.
Huh?
Thursday, Friday.
Yontif is Thursday, Friday. Not to mention, Yontif is Thursday, Friday. Okay. So Friday is Chayil. Okay? Thursday, Friday. So Friday is Friday, Ben Yisrael is Chayil. But for Ben Yisrael, it's Yontif now.
Yeah, okay.
So now he's doing cooking. So he's allowed to cook with Chachila. So he didn't do any Yisra. So he says, she's not allowed to light even one candle. Not allowed to. She didn't make Erev Tashilim. All right, if we hold like the Rambam Shita, that you're allowed to light. So what's the problem then? What is Ramosha saying you're not allowed to? The Chayit, the Stira, the Tzorachin. I don't have a shot. So far we have two Terutzim. What's the heter for a woman to light? Which Ashrei Terutzim. There's a third teretz, which Chayra is miyash of everything. It makes a lot of sense. This teretz is the Simchas Yontif. That's a sefer from Ayurveda Sins. In Be'ech HaBezim Alf. In the Shvus Yitzchak. In Chelechetz. In Simen Perekvav. He brings down Rabbi Yashin holds like this side. That's just the Simchas Yontif. Which are very mistaken. It's Shai Chayl. Even by Lucas Davis. Why? Because Shai said, let's say he needs to light, to go somewhere else. Let's say he needs the flame to turn on the stove. Even though he has a different flame there, it's a different age, you can use this one. And he also quotes, this same stock from Yashiv is also quoted in the newest print from Shmir Shabbos and Mulcheves. And Perich of Chesed, Kon Kukatzei, of course he heard this from Yashiv also. The Sefesh was Yitzchak Erdan. In Czech, you're allowed to take on Yontif this Ner to a different Cheder. Since I light Erev Shabbos, right, Erev Shabbos, even though my meat's Yontif, but on Yontif I could take this candle and bring it to another room where it's dark and have enough from it. So since it's Czech, such a thing, and you know, she'll light six candles.
There's six people can light, can take a bit. Sometimes you need a lot of light. So Mela is served exceeded tzarech oisayayin. So Mela, since it's a right to be used, it's a mishamish to use it for tzarech oisayayin. So Mela, a woman is allowed to light candles 20 minutes before shkia, allowed to light candles, even though it's by heart yantif, it's served tzarech oisayayin. You know, you don't have to come into a moshe to be held like the Rambam. You don't have to come on to Shlomo Zalman. You put the time clock and so on. It's a very glatta teretz. That's a tzir ha'isayim, because sometimes she might want, she has a bedroom that's dark, and then she can bring a candle in there even when it's before Shkia. So a mela, you're the tzir ha'isayim, and therefore it's okay.
But she doesn't have to do it.
What?
But she doesn't have to do it.
Right, it's right.
We don't do that. Nobody does it.
Doesn't make a difference. Since it's oil, oil is enough. Okay? It's a chiddush gadol, but it's very mistava.
Why isn't the same teretz hold for the yotzah?
Huh? Because the flame, it's, when you light it, it's a tzarech ha'isayayin. You're lighting now for shabbat.
That's a tzarech yotzah.
It's a tzarech mitzvah. I hear. Maybe. All right. Now we'll talk about Shekhiyano. When does a woman make Shekhiyano? When she lights candles, or when she should hear Kiddush from her husband, or she makes her own Kiddush? When she should say Shekhiyano? The Mishnah Berurah and Reisam of Gimel, Sifkat and Chav Gimel, Mishnah Berurah says a woman really should not say Shekhiyano when she lights candles. On Yontif, she should not say Shekhiyano. His quote is, what he's saying is a share, the mocker, the share of Yavitz. Yeah, the Yaakov Endem says it, and the Mishmur quotes it, also Kiveda and Shulchan Aruch also quotes it Yavitz. Al Chatzchila, a woman says Shekhiyano by Kiddush or here by Kiddush, not like candles. You tell the woman today, you think you're not from. It tells the woman, now you got to say Shekhiyano. There's a tshuva, Zeicha Simcha. Shal Zeicha Zimcha from a Yekesh HaKosh Rav Simla Amdalas. He says when Isha says Shekhiyano, when she lights candles for Shekhiyano, she can't make it tonight by Kabbalah Yontif to do Adam Malach afterwards, after she says Shekhiyano. Much we said by Erev Shabbos. If a woman comes 24 Shkia, she still didn't do everything she needs for Shabbos, she's allowed to light candles and make it tonight, now Kabbalah Shabbos. Dr. Zeicha Simcha, that doesn't help when you say Shekhiyano, but when you say Shekhiyano, that's only we say Hadig Nel Sheyantav. But when you say Shekhiyano also, it's not shy to make it tonight. And same thing speaks out the children from Yitzchak, from Yitzchak Petterberger, in Chedek Bey, says to Mitzvah. And same thing I heard from Moshe, I want to ask this from Moshe. And same thing I saw in the Chassam Sefer, in Chavdala, on the base, in Shabbos. And same thing speaks out the Tzitz Eliezer, and Chelik Yod Simi Yotzes Ois Hay, and same thing Moshe Sternberg speaks out in Moedin Zmanim in the Agoda Ois Mem Zayim. And the reason is Poshet, because when you make it tonight it's also on Tzitz Shabbos, but when you make a Bocha Shechiyano, that's a Kabbal to Shabbos or Yontif, so Mela you can't make it tonight. But let's say a woman is lighting candles 20 minutes before Shkia on Erev Yontif, and she sees she has to Malacha, so she should light them, but she should make only brach, only yantav and shechiyano. She should not make shechiyano, and then she could still make it tonight that she's not makabel yantav. That's the way out. So a lot of times I tell women, a lot of women that have Yom Kippur, they light candles and say l'hadig nel Yom Kippurim, and then they also say shechiyano. They can't carry the mouse to shul, they can't drive to shul. But what I tell them what they should do is they should not say shechiyano. They should just take their, they should just say the Hadig Nel Sheyom Kippurim and don't say Shekhiyano, and be yaitse with the Shekhiyano, say Shekhiyano in shul when the men say it after Kol Nidre. But to do both, you're standing on Kippur on the wrong foot, because you say twice light candles, then you say it again, women say it again in shul, it comes from our artists. They've already said Shekhiyano already. You don't say twice Shekhiyano, it's a Baruch HaTola. Alright. One second. What?
The woman does say
Shekhiyano
at home, she does say it again at
shul. Right, she not say it. If she is, it's a bracha batala.
She said it by candle lighting, if she let her hand so humming by Kiddush.
We're getting to that. Amen. We'll get to this one.
What about a regular yontif? Should she be yours with the man and kiddush, or say it later?
She should say it when she lights candles.
No, no. She wants the demoach afterwards.
She wants the demoach. She should not say shechiano and be mighty with her husband when he says
that.
Not make her own.
Yes. She
is a kabbal lich bench, right? However, she can make it tonight. But by shechiano, you can't make it tonight.
But
doesn't
hold that by
regular
Shabbos?
Doesn't
hold
the chakim?
She should make it tonight.
Yeah, it's only
Malkum
Tzarech.
Only Malkum
Tzarech. What?
She says Shechianu when she lights left and then by Kiddush.
She doesn't say Shechianu. First of all, she hears Kiddush from her husband, and she makes her own Kiddush. She doesn't say Shechianu. Okay. All right. Have 3 pesach of Frank in Mikray Kiddush. Mikray Kiddush on Pesach Chelik Beis Simchat Ches, he brings down from the calendar, from the Luach of Rechiel Mechel to Kaczynski, says that if a woman makes bracha Shechiano b'shach she lights candles, then she should not make Shechiano again, of course by Kiddush, because by Shechiano she made Adlakas Neis goes on the Kedushas Hayom also. So unless she, when she makes Kiddush, she's being nice to help Bnei Beisa with Shechiano. But if there's no one else to be Eitzah, she's not also Shechiano. He says even further. That's what he writes in Simon Chav Ches. And if Simon Laman Ches Mikoy Kodesh writes, and the same thing speaks out the Har Tzvi. That's the Mikoy Kodesh Tshuva Sefer on Er Chaim. And Har Tzvi Er Chaim Simon Kuftan Dal Oysal. He says, well, Yantef, if a woman says Shechiano Alokas Neyes, when she hears Shechiano from her husband, when he hears Shechiano from her husband, she should not answer main by Kiddush. Why? It's a hesek. It'd be a hesek between the Bayer Pia Goffin and the Tima. It's a sin of hesek. And the same thing, the same thing speaks out the Mayit Mizmanim and Agada, Oisman Ches. And the same thing, he speaks out again in Moizan, he has all Simon on this, in Mayit Mizmanim, in Chelek Zayin, Simon Kufiat Zayin.
Which section is one? I'm a little confused. Section is on the whole Yom Tov when a woman makes it?
Yes.
So she doesn't make
the Shechiano
on
Sukkot on the Luv and Esrik? Huh? Well, something else. You make Shechiano also on the Luv and Esrik, don't you?
But why? I'm confused.
That's the Shechiano is Friday night. It's not Shechiano you make on Luv and night. It's the daytime.
And on the
Kiddush,
it just goes on the
Kiddush. Yeah. However, Ramosha the Tshuva, Ramosha in the Sarachayim, Chelek Dalet, Chaim Chelek Dalet Simon Kuf Aleph, he says that he argues Kuf Aleph Oisalef, he says not to the Hesek, because since Eitzim Makadish, it's a bracha that he has to make, so it's not a Hesek to people who hear, because they're paying the person who makes Kiddush, so Mela they're allowed to answer main. For him it's not a Hesek, for the one who listens also not a Hesek. And he says another thing, meaning I'm sending me a day, and no one ever said this. Don't answer main. No one ever said it. Shulchan Aruch should have mentioned something. It's not mentioned. Shulchan Aruch is the biggest raya that the meaning of the answer main, and she's allowed to answer main, even if it's not to the Hesek. Even she already made Shechion already. I'm telling you. And if he says further. Alright. That's what Ramosha writes for Dina. Let's say if a man lights candles on Yontif, his wife is out of town, or he's single, and he's lighting candles. So what's she doing when he lights candles? She should make Shechiano or not? So the Matafrayim speaks out on Tov Kuf Tzadik Tes, Sifkot Tes, then he should make the bracha only the Hadigna Shechiantif. And Shechiano, he should say B'Shas Kiddush, because that's Ikim Kremer belongs. Like we mentioned before, that the Yavit told Mikadim, even women also should say by Kiddush. Just a night to do it, the Enim Chais, if they say by Lachas Neiris. So for men, certainly, you go by the Ikadin. Another Shiloh. If a woman forgot to light on Yontif candles, does she have to be Maisif? A woman forgot to light. She goes to her parents' house, in-law's house, and she got to light on Yontif. So we mentioned when we're talking about Shabbos, if you forget to get the light, there's a knas. Is a knas set on Yontif or not? So there's a machoikas in the Paiskim. The Sefer Oz from Bris Olam in as Nidro, Chevagimel, Simon Hay, that says we give a kenas on Yontif, if she forgets. Because the whole time is, why do you give the kenas? She be zoy not to forget. So Shaykh also by Yontif also. And he says also, and she got on Shabbos, let's say, she used to light 5 candles, and now she forgot she added 6 candles, even on Yontif, you have to be light 6 candles. The same thing all around. You forgot on Yontif, when comes Shabbos, you also light 6 candles. However, Rav Moshe disagrees. This is Baal Peh. Rav Moshe Baal Peh held that you don't find the Knas in Shulchan Aruch. The Knas is only said on Shabbos, not Yontif. And made on Yontif, she forgot, you don't have to be Moshef. I saw also in the Zephyr Zikaron, in the Vakshi Teref of Shlomo Zalman, there in Hichas Yontif, he has a whole shtick on, Hichas Yontif. So someone there quotes that Yesu Bo Yashiv, Yashiv Zey also. The Knas is only said on Shabbos and not on Yontif. One more small, we have a minute, I'll mention one small interesting thing. The din is a woman forgets to light candles. Let's say she's lighting 5 candles. And one Shabbos she forgot, she lights 6. Now the minig is, when you go to someone else's house, you only light 2. But what about you have to light the one that the knas? You have to light 3 when you go to someone else's house or not? Or just light 2? So, in the Shmuel Shabbos Kachotiv, I think he said, L'chor Mistava, you have to do it. However, you should do it. However, he ends off minig ain't a king. Woman just likes 2 and that's it.
Would she be embarrassed?
Huh?
Would she be embarrassed?
Well, she's embarrassed. I'll light all 6 then, that's all.
No, but you don't like 6.
You don't have to like 6. You don't like 6.
Yeah.
All right. What about next week? The difference between Adi Rishon and Adi Sheni. Are you going to share on that?
Yeah.
I mean, for sure. It's a share next week. Should I say the difference between Adi Rishon and Adi Sheni?
Is this your last year?
This last year.